Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus Said, The Servant Is Not Greater Than the Master. Jesus knew that he was going to die on the cross. And this message comes from John chapter 3, and he's talking to his disciples during the Last Supper. And he's talking to his disciples, and he knew he was leaving, so he was going to make an example about something to teach them about who he is, and what is his expectations for his disciples. Okay, so in John 13, Jesus got up from the supper table after they ate and took off his robe and wrapped a towel around his loins and poured water into a basin. And then he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that he had around him. And when he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Master, you shouldn't be washing our feet like this. And Jesus replied, You don't understand now what I'm doing, but someday you will understand. No, Peter protested, you shall never wash my feet. But if I don't, Jesus said, you cannot be my partner. And then Simon Peter said, Then wash my hands and my head as well, and not just my feet. And Jesus replied, One who has bathed all over needs only to have his feet washed to be entirely clean. Now you are clean, but that isn't true of everyone here. For Jesus knew who would betray him. And that is what he meant when he said, Not all of you are clean. After washing their feet, he put his robe on again and sat down and asked, Do you understand what I was doing? You call me Master and Lord, and you do well to say it, for it is true. And since I, the Lord and your teacher, have washed your feet, You ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. How true it is that a servant is not greater than his master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sent him. What is Jesus talking about? He's saying that we who serve him is not better than him. And we are a messenger, but the messenger doesn't take their own message. It's the message that we are to take is the one about Jesus. If we're busy talking about ourselves and what we have and what we can do, then where is the message for Jesus? Jesus said, the servant is not greater than the master. The servant is there to do the bidding of the master, not his own bidding and his own things and his own way. Why did he say that? Not only for the disciples to understand, about his principles. But for those who were going to be later become pastors and leaders and following Jesus, because the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever is in the word of God, you can bank on it, because Jesus' word, God's word in the Old Testament and Jesus' word in the New Testament, is not going to pass away until every single point of the word of God comes to pass. Isn't that awesome? We can put our trust in Jesus because, number one, he's not a liar. Number two, he's faithful. Number three, he knows his Father. And number four, he loves us. And he wants to bring us into the fullness of his Father. We don't know the Father because we have not seen the Father, but Jesus has. And he spent time with his Father. He knows the thoughts of his Father. He knows the will, and he's willing to do God's will because he is the Son of God who came to save us, and he was willing to do it. But he had one problem. He had to go back to heaven, and he's still there right now. And one day he will come back. How do I know that? Read the Bible. In the last part of the book of the Bible, probably at least the last three chapters of the book of Revelation, it talks only about Jesus coming back, Jesus being on the earth, Jesus reigning, becoming king of his people in Israel. And the Bible says he will live there for 1,000 years, and there will be no war. There will be no pain. There will be no suffering. Because what? He is with us. He will be on the earth with us. Praise the Lord. And every knee shall bow, the Bible says. Every tongue, every king, every president will have to bow down to Jesus, who is the king of the whole earth. Whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you love him or you don't love him, that's the future of this world. No one can change the word of God. Now, people have tried to change the Bible, but the word of God will never change. The Bible says not even one little dot in the word of God will, every dot that's in the word of God is going to come to pass. We might deny it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to, why? Because we don't want to obey it. And we don't really want to our lives to change. But unfortunately, the word of God is more powerful than even we are. What should we be doing in this time? We should be praying. We should be telling people about Jesus. We should be lifting up his name, because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto me. It doesn't matter what religion they are. All men will be drawn unto Jesus. Amen. Friends, if you heard this message today and you would like to know Jesus from the Bible in a personal way, can you repeat this prayer with me? Say, Jesus, I know you are God. The Bible says you are God, that there is no other name that's above your name, that even the demons tremble at your name. And I know that this is the truth, and I want to hear the truth. I want to know your ways. I want to know who you are. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me for my past behaviors, my generation in the past. Father God, forgive me personally. And Lord, I ask you to come into my life. Fill my heart with peace. Fill my heart with joy. And Lord, I give my life to you. Use me for your glory. And I give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoring me. I don't deserve it, but you did it anyway. And I give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Friends, if you prayed this prayer with me, would you let me know so I can send you something? I can help you to learn more about God and give you some pointers. And if you would like to, you can join my Bible book club and you can read the Bible with us in 1 year. We start in January in the book of Genesis, and we end with the book of Revelation. Amen. We'd love you to read the Bible with us. Amen and amen.